The reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 28, and can be found on page 1062 of the Pew Bibles. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus had was recognized by them, and he broke bread. While they were there still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do your doubts rise in your minds? This is the word of the Lord." Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ian. So last week we began looking at Luke's wonderful story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, who are met by a stranger who doesn't seem to know anything about the tumultuous events that have just unfolded in Jerusalem. The arrest, the trial, and the death of Jesus of Nazareth, who had become in just 3 short years the most talked about rabbi in the whole country. Some said he was a prophet. Some said he was even the re-embodiment of Elijah. But to his closest friends and disciples, they believed that he was the Messiah, God's promised Saviour. And they perhaps thought that if his enemies arrested him, they would find themselves struck down by God's power, that Jesus would reveal himself in his heavenly glory and scatter his enemies like chaff in the wind. But the glory stayed hidden. The power was never unleashed. And instead they found out that Jesus bled just like anybody else. He felt pain just like they did. And that the all-powerful Romans could snuff out his life just as effectively as they did with any number of bandits and rebels before him. So it was all over, and they were going home. Until this mysterious stranger first listened to them describing their broken hopes, and then took over, explaining to them from the Bible that this suffering was always part of the plan. They'd reached Emmaus now and were standing outside their front door finishing the conversation, and the stranger looked ready to continue his journey. "Stay with us," they urged. "Come in and accept our hospitality." So he did. And just as he had taken over the conversation while they were still walking, after they tried to explain to him who Jesus was, and then he explained to them who the Messiah was, so now he takes over the host's duties and takes the bread from their hands, blesses God for it, breaks it, and gives it to them. And that's the moment when they see who he is with their understanding, and simultaneously stop seeing him with their eyes, because Luke says he disappeared from their sight. It's weird, this, but the story has got these different exchanges within it. The first one happens when the two disciples stop explaining to Jesus who Jesus is, not knowing who he was at that moment, and he starts explaining to them who the Messiah really is. And this second exchange takes place when they should have broken the bread and given it to them, because they were the hosts. But he takes it from them, and he gives bread to them. And then the third exchange happens in the very same moment. They've been looking for Jesus, looking at him for ages, but not seeing who he is. And now, just when they can't see him any longer, because he's disappeared, finally their brains click and they see who he is with their understanding. And then finally, there's a reverse of direction. All this time they've been walking away from Jerusalem. Now they jump up and start running back to Jerusalem. They were walking away defeated. Now they run back with hope in their hearts and a story to tell. So it's time to relate this story to us. It hinges on the crucial moment when bread is broken in their home and they realize that the risen Christ is with them. And this breaking of bread is something that Luke keeps on saying as he tells us the story, and it occurs in the book of Acts many times. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. That's just one example. And the breaking of the bread in their home and their hearts burning within them. The same words are used in this story, aren't they? To describe how these two disciples felt as they recognized Jesus. And what happened at Emmaus is what should happen every time we break bread. Our heart should burn within us because this is the moment when we recognize that the risen Christ is with us. And it's not the only time he's with us, but this is when we should recognize him more than any other time. We are his body. And just as he took bread and broke it and declared that it was his body, and which was then broken and his blood poured out for us, so we, his broken and imperfect body here on earth, are the way in which Jesus can be seen and recognized by others. That's complicated, so let me say it again for you. Remember at the Last Supper, Jesus took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body." And later, thanks to Paul, we know that we are the body of Christ. Again and again, as Luke tells the story of the early church, the broken bread is the moment when Jesus is present. We see it most clearly here in Emmaus, but the echoes go on all the way through the book of Acts. So where the body of Christ is, most especially when we break bread together, whether it's in a communion service or whether it's just in a time of fellowship or hospitality, that's when Jesus is recognized among us. Every time we have fellowship with someone, every time we eat together, every time we bless someone, help someone, the risen Jesus is invisibly present, blessing, helping, healing, and redeeming. Amen.
Amen. Amen.